It's 10 in the morning, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat of Becca's guide dog car. Geo is in the boot. He's not very happy about it. He's not very happy about the fact that John and Sparky have gone off to go and do their traffic first, and that he's been left. He's not very happy at being told to stop ripping up the matting in the back, seemingly continuing his activity from the hotel room where he was moving his bed about and ripping up the edges of it and stuff. We wonder whether it's just that his sort of comfort toy has been sent off to Guide Dog Towers to be put through the washing machine. So maybe that was leaving him feeling a little uncomfortable yesterday. Today, I think it's just he wants to get going. He's got oodles of energy. Keeps moving around and the car moves a little bit every time he stands up. You all right, Geo? You a good boy? Trying to be a good boy. Maybe. Not making much noise now. So we've come to an area called Somerstown, which I think is Somerstown. And it basically lies just south of Camden Town, just north of Euston Road, east of Euston, west of St Pancras, sort of around Mornington Crescent, for those who... For those who Mornington Crescent means something particular to, you'll understand why I exclaim it in such a way. So I think this is basically the quietest area to base where they can drive a car up and down and try to avoid hitting guide dog and owner, or preferably both. And the way that they do it, at least the way it was done when I trained 6.5 years ago, was you take a sort of crossing point for a side road. You are with your normal GDMI. Somebody else is driving the car. As the car approaches, you're given a signal to tell the dog to go forward. Theoretically, the dog shouldn't move. If the dog does move, you don't move with it and you check it. If the dog doesn't move, you praise it for being really a very clever dog and not trying to get its owner run over. And that's how you do sort of near traffic, if I remember rightly. And far traffic, which is basically traffic that's moving on the other side of the road from the side that you're crossing on, you're given a signal to cross as a car approaches, and you stop in the middle, or you pull back to the curb, or you hasten across. And that's... there isn't a sort of definite line on what you should do, because it depends on individual circumstances. And frankly, as we were talking last night, it's always going to come down to a split-second decision. That you just make based on your experience and your sense at that particular moment. Don't know what that person's shouting there. Something being stolen, apparently. I've been asked by a fellow Audioboo user to talk about how dogs learn and the sort of session we had on that. I will try and do that in a future post when I have sort of collected my thoughts, because right this second I can't think for the life of me how a dog learns. No, that's not quite true, but... I don't want to show complete ignorance of everything I've been taught, so I will do it at a point when I think I might actually be awake enough to remember everything. So, I think that's about it for now. I will try and do a recording of when we're doing traffic, but won't make any promises on uploading it, because it depends how it goes, and what everyone's talking about at the time, and all of that sort of thing, whether it's uploadable. So that's it from now from Summerstown.